to the WLS Gut Health Podcast, your solution to restoring stomach and intestinal health after weight loss surgery. Today we are going to be talking about the five reasons why gut bacteria need probiotics after weight loss surgery. So we're going to be talking about a study, of course, one of my favorite things. And this study is mostly focusing on what changes happen after you have surgery. So they evaluate the participants in the study. They evaluated them before they had weight loss surgery. And what they know is that patients going into weight loss surgery, and this was all of them, had a higher ratio of Firmicutes to Bacteroidetes. So what do those really mean? So Firmicutes are the bacteria that are known to extract more fat and calories from food and are known to be more prevalent in people that are unhealthy or have lots of chronic diseases. Then the Bacteroidetes are the types of bacteria that are known to be in more lean and healthier people. So they know you going in after weight loss surgery, you automatically are going to have a higher level of the Firmicutes and not enough Bacteroidetes. So some of you may be thinking, okay, so what do I do to get more Bacteroidetes? If that's where I need to be with my health, if I want my health to be improved and to be more of that of a lean person, then what do I do? So the cool thing is you've already done it. Weight loss surgery does it for you. So that's the really cool thing. What they found is that weight loss surgery immediately changes that ratio. So it's not that the Firmicutes is the dominant, it is the Bacteroidetes. So that's awesome, right? So surgery created this environment now that has set you up for success. So now the rest is left up to you, really. So that's where it goes into these five things. What five things are going to impact this ratio of the Bacteroidetes to Firmicutes? So I'm going to read them off. Food, stress, medication, activity, and environment. Those things can shift you back to the wrong ratio if you don't stay on top of it. So I don't believe in perfection. I don't think you have to be perfect with any of this. I think we're all different. So some of you may get away with a little more stress than others, and some of you may get a little get away with a little bit, you know, more poor food choices. It just all depends on your genetic makeup. So the bottom line is you've got to do your due diligence. So think of the 80-20 rule or the 90-10. It's what you're doing most of the time that you are truly, you're truly doing the best you can with each of these things. So food. So big picture really with food is you're eating whole real food. That's what your body needs to fuel off of and to feed the good guys. What they really like is lots of plants is what they do best with, lots of fibers. So eat real meat, just buy raw meat and cook it. And then veggies, lots of non-starchy veggies, cruciferous like broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, all that is going to be fabulous for the Bacteroidetes and growing and keeping them at a higher ratio. And then stress. So none of us can control the stress we're given, but we can control how we react to it. And it is how we react is what determines how our intestines and our microbiome and the gut bacteria are changed. So if we can handle a lot of stress, or we get a lot of stress, but yet it doesn't impact and turn on that flight or fight mode, or that sympathetic mode that your body feels like it's being chased by a bear 24/7. If you have the ability to turn that off, then you'll be fine. If you are stressed and anxious and nervous and worried and just always, you know, fretful, this is going to change things for you. That ratio of Firmicutes to Bacteroidetes could truly change the dynamic of your long-term success with weight loss surgery. So really work on that stress management. Medication, you know, that's your goal most of the time anyway, is to get off as much medication as possible. So really, you know, do your due diligence and work hard to stay off of the medications that you know you can. Sometimes you can't. That's just what's happened in life, and that's where you're at. And that's okay. Do the best you can. And then activity. And this one, you know, this can go either way. So there are some really cool exercises that you can do that will actually boost beneficial bacteria. So like the Bacteroidetes, they would boost them. And that, or the high intensity interval training, or the HIIT training exercises is what they are. So short intervals for a short period of time, bursts, kind of short bursts. And you do a repetition of those for 15, 30 minutes, something like that. So nothing crazy. On the opposite side, if you do excess exercise, you are going to impact your gut bacteria in a negative way. And your body doesn't like having that long durations, hours and hours in the gym, or a lot of the populations that are marathoners or triathletes. This group of individuals do have a lot more gut problems. So keep that in mind. It's about a healthy balance, and that you are doing the exercise. Your body needs it. Your brain needs it. Your mood needs it. It's necessary, but you can't go doing it for hours and hours a day. And then your environment. This is challenging. We're exposed to so many things in the world today that you just don't have a lot of control over. So do your best. You know, don't put, you know, the crappy lotions, or don't put, you know, the junk in your body as much as possible. And, you know, what you're exposed to, what you breathe in and all that, just minimize as much as you can to limit the impact that it has on your gut bacteria. So those five things are drivers in how these ratios change. Because of them being able to be influenced by these five areas, you have to make sure that you do your part as best you can, but then throw in some supporters, and that's where the probiotics come in hand. Probiotics are your supporters for when you do have a really bad day or a stressful day or something really big happened, and you're working on getting your emotions down and under control, but those will be your protectors so that it doesn't shift things in a long-term pattern, so that you're protected when it maybe goes on longer than what you had hoped for. Does that make sense? Hopefully, you know, those probiotics, you know, they're your defenders, they're your protectors. They're going to be there to kind of fight off, if you want to think of it that way, fight off all these enemies of stress and you know, poor food choices, the things in the environment, the extra exercise that you do, or some medications that you had to take short term, all that, they're going to be there fighting for you so that you still keep that good ratio of the Bacteroidetes to Firmicutes. So that's really it. You're never going to be perfect in life, but you can kind of set yourself up that when you do have really bad days, bad weeks, bad months, you are protected and that you're doing everything you can otherwise. So I hope I've given you something to think about and give you maybe some conversation piece to have with people at the table or at work so that you are keeping yourself as healthy as possible. So I hope you all have a great day and thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.